chapter of Hebrew. Love you, appreciate you. Know the Mac Mickle said they had stomach bug. Could have visitors, each one of you. Just make yourself at home. Let the Spirit of God work in our lives. It's the most difficult time that this old boy has ever seen. But it may change. When people get till they can't go and can't do what they want to do, that's why the church was so great many years ago. It was an honor to get to go to the church. But today our happy place is Disney World, the beach, the mountain, and everywhere else but the house of God. We started teaching on church there. I've preached on church about 54 years, I think. The church is a burden that God laid on my heart when He saved my soul. I wasn't a missionary. I wasn't an evangelist. God laid it on my heart. Church. Amen. Hebrews 4. I may read the whole chapter. I don't know. If you ain't saved, get saved today. It's the most simple thing I ever done in my life. It's when I finally got rid of me and got into Jesus. Opened the door and said, come on in. Lord, that beer, I'm going to try it, Lord. I'm going to trust you. That beer that I've hung on to and that junk I've hung on to, I'm going to trust you. Amen. That's 54 years ago. I ain't had another blue ribbon since. Glory to God. Been discouraged out of heart and it's even run through my mind. I'm glad that's far as it got. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glad God took care of it. Let's just worship God in spirit and in truth. See Miss Ann with us there. Pray for Jackie. Jackie's got a lot of health problems. God knows the needs. If I got this thing on, brother, sometimes I don't know if I'm coming or going. Said, let us therefore fear, first verse, fourth chapter. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Lo and behold, I just can't understand why they'd want to write that down, can you? I mean, we got saved and we can't lose it. We can just go to church when we want to go to church. We pay tithes when we want to pay tithes. We read when we want to read. We pray when we want to pray. We just do it the way we want to. I don't know why they put this in the Bible. Hey, somebody must be wrong. I don't believe it's the writer of Hebrews. I believe it's us. I thought about standing behind the pulpit. I don't care whether I'm locked or not. I'm heading out of here. Moody's done promised me. I talked to them. They got enough pallbearers, enough people working. They'll carry me to the grave. Amen. We need to preach the truth. We stand behind the pulpit and we wonder. We tell our children, you're saved and no matter what you do. You may have hardship, but you're saved. You'll go to heaven. If I knowed I'd go to heaven for sure without a shadow of a doubt, I probably wouldn't preach to you today. Amen. I'd crawl off in a hole somewhere, amen, and do what I wanted to do. There's something that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us to do. There's something to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. And that is the assembling of ourselves together to let people know we are church, glory to God. We are saved by the marvelous blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And He tells us to be careful. Amen. To be careful on this thing. Let me read what He said. He said, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into the rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. There ain't no fear in our churches anymore. Amen. We're not afraid if we pout on somebody. We're not afraid if we don't do what God wants us to do. We're not afraid that we're going to die, amen, and go to a devil's hell. I believe there's so many deceived today. There's so many different denominations. There's so many different books that they're calling Bibles. Honey, people are deceived today. Maybe can I tell you something? If you get saved, you're going to want to live right. If you stay in God's will, you're going to want a fellowship with your brothers and sisters in Christ. You want to assemble yourselves together. We can be an introvert if we want to, and run off and hang with the other crowd to dodge everybody else. But there's a work for every one of you to do. Are you saved today? If you're saved today, you got a testimony. You got a little strip of life that the Lord changed everything in your life. You've got a strip in your life on down the road where God healed you or God took care of a problem. God answered a prayer for you. I thought about probably Terry hadn't prayed no harder, and I'm guessing, but he probably hadn't prayed no harder than he has prayed hardship fell in his house. When do we have to pray? When hardship comes to our house. I'm going to tell you, there's hardship at my house today. Neighbor, our church people have lost the desire to serve God. We've lost the desire to worship God in spirit and in truth. We've lost the desire to testify to a lost and dying world. Part of my calling, amen, is to aggravate people. If you ain't saved, I'm going to aggravate you. If you ain't in God's will, I'm going to aggravate you. I'm going to provoke you. I'm going to gouge you. Amen. I'm going to tell you the Word of God. I'm going to stand up and laugh at you. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. Janet knows she gets so embarrassed at me sometimes when they talk to me bad and they push me off. And I just push in a little bit harder. Amen. It's hard to hurt my feelings. God made my head as an adamant stone. Amen. You don't beat me down that easy no more. You know, I get hurt, but I don't get beat down so easy. I hear so much counterfeit teaching. I've never in my life heard so much counterfeit teaching. We'll stand up and tell how we ought to do and walk out the door and do what we want to do. Amen. The Word of God don't go out void. The Word of God's the truth. Hey, we got preachers everywhere that ain't doing what they preach. Got teachers everywhere that ain't doing what they teach. Amen. Glory to God. We need to be an example. Amen. Amen. My daddy was a good example. He showed me how much fun he had drinking beer. That's the example that was implanted in my mind. Amen. And I thought they having a ball. And then I went to some of my buddies that was 2 or 3 years older than me. I thought they having a ball. I got to counting, trying to count some of them the other day. And it's unreal that my friends has died and gone. That I run around with, that I drank with, some that helped lead me in the wrong path. Yeah. Right. Amen. And I looked, I thought, well, God has still left me here just to aggravate people. Just to aggravate people. He said for us to fear. We're not afraid today that we're not going to get the blessings of God. Right. We're not afraid, amen. Right. We don't even realize where our country has got to. Yeah. I may have said it here, but I thought, I bought gas for 13 cents a gallon. Did I praise God for it? Do I praise God for my air conditioning? We sure didn't have no air conditioning in our house. That old outside toilet. Do I praise God when the snows are falling, amen, for my commode in the house, my hot water? There's so many things that I don't praise God for. When I looked in some of the foreign countries and looked into their little house, and they didn't have no comforts of anything. One little room, and everything was in that one room. The bed, the mama sitting outside, sitting on the doorstep on a rock, cooking over an open fire for 4 little kids. Come on, mama, we holler, it's a little bit hot in the kitchen today, but we turn up the air conditioning. I'm going to tell you, we're overly blessed, honey. It's took us away from God. We're going to have to get back in need to see our near and have some fear of Almighty God. Almighty God is looking down on us today. Our children are dying with overdoses every day. And Satan told them, I know how he speaks. One beer won't hurt you. Go ahead. Two, and you'll really fit in. Three, you'll come out of it. Think where we're at today. Maybe our Surrey County is one of the worst. Drug addictions. Overdoses. It's so sad. Why ain't the church got no power? I appreciate some of these fellows that's preached on the street. Amen. I've testified on the streets, prayed on the streets. But I don't think I've ever went and preached on the streets, not in America. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should come short of it. Can we come short of entering into his rest? That's what the Bible says. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So the word of God is no profit to you if you don't mix it with faith. If we mix it with faith, the Bible said it's impossible to please God without faith. If we mix it with faith, I'm going to tell you, the promise is real. The Bible said for us to fear, glory to God, that the promise being left unto us, that we'd come short of it, that we'd fall by the wayside, that we wouldn't hear it. We've heard the word, but we've not mixed it with faith and put God to action. In all of my Christian walk of life, I've never seen nothing change all of America like Corona has. How we feared Corona and not God. Well, we've lost our faith that God will take care of us. I've had more against me than I've ever had in my life, praise God. I know the time is drawing near. I know that it's just about time to cross over. God didn't give us a little taste of what death is, what death is all about. There ain't no fear in death. There ain't no sting in death in Jesus Christ. In the flesh it is. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. God finished his work. Jesus finished his work, and he went and sat down on the right hand of the Father. God finished his work in Genesis. Jesus finished his work on the cross when he came forth. Amen. There ain't nothing else he can do. Salvation is real. He throwed it out in our hands, and what we want to do with it, listen to the preached word of God, accept the preached word of God, and walk in the word of God. Neighbor, I'm going to tell you something today. We still need power. I told just a little story there Wednesday night, and it touched this old man's heart. It touched my heart when the man asked on the street, asked for a sign from God, and we just reached over. I said, do you care if we pray? And we prayed. We prayed right on the sidewalk. And blood gushed out of his nose almost immediately. Blood gushed out of his nose. I said, you ask for a sign. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. There is your sign, honey. God is still, and we're not saved by a sign. But God is showing us signs all around us. And he told us in Matthew 24 and through Revelation, when we see wars and rumors of wars and all these things coming to pass. Listen to what I'm telling you today, honey. When we see sister turning against sister and mama against mother-in-law and wife against their husband, I've never seen a time when there's as much separation. And the Word of God said in the last days, honey, that son would turn against daddy, be totally against daddy, and daddy would turn against son. Have you ever seen a time when it's like it is today? I'm going to tell you that ain't of God. I don't like what my son's done, but I've never turned my back on him. I've never give up on him. Bless God, I continue to pray for him. I still love him. I'm going to tell you, we've hardened our heart against God. We've grown cold on God, and God ain't going to touch it. We can have our name on the church book. Listen to what I'm saying today. We can stand up and preach and teach the word of God. But when we got a hard heart against somebody else, God's hand ain't on it. If I'm mad at Andy Branning, and I don't always agree with Andy, and he don't me, but we forgive each other for 50-some years. I'm going to tell you something, honey. When I stand against Andy, glory to God, my heart ain't right with God, and I'm wasting my time to go pray. I need to come back to God, fall back in love with the church, with my brothers and sisters in Christ, with my family, glory to God, and God will begin to bless us. Amen. Amen. But we want to get up and make our little feeble excuses. It's them is the reason that it don't. I'm going to tell you, ain't none of you can stop me from shouting. Ain't none of you can stop me from praying. Amen. You might hinder me along the way and sull and pout at me. Hey, back down on me and do what you can do to shut me off. But I'm going to tell you, I didn't come here to be shut off. I didn't come here to be cut down. I didn't come here to be knocked down. I come to preach the Word of God by faith that God's Word is going to go out and it's going to do that. Glory to God that it's sent out to do conviction of God. We've seen it Thursday, amen. We've seen a touch of God Wednesday night. Don't know what about you all, but I felt the seven spirits of God. Amen. I felt the power of God. That's what it's all about today. And you don't shout because I shout. You shout because you got it, honey. That's why you shout, not because I pump you. Amen. That's like pumping. I heard a fellow preach one time, and he's dead now. Over them old hand pumps, and he said, you just pump and pump and pump, and the old preacher try to prime you and prime you. If ain't no water there, you can pump till the bushes wears out. There ain't going to come no water out of it. Honey, you ain't going to shout if ain't nothing there. You need to be born again by the blood of the Lamb. What I'm preaching on, amen, what I'm preaching on is harden not your heart. Harden not your hearts. Have you ever seen people's hearts as hard as they are today? I know mamas personally. Mamas personally, that's been to my house. That's had abortions. If you think you can get saved at 4 years old or 17, go have an abortion, and it all comes back to you. You're lying yourself. If you think you can sit at home and never come to church, you're deceiving yourself. I'm talking about if you're able. America spends thousands of dollars going to concerts. Can't come to church free. It's the quietest world we ever live in. Amen. Quietest world we'll ever live in. Let's go back and read what he said. For he spake in a certain place on the seventh day, and on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. Fifth verse, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter in therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Because of unbelief. You say you believe in God, but you don't believe God can take care of you. There's no fear of God. God's an all-seeing eye. He sees every move we make. Oh, what a mistake I am. What a mistake. You know the first thing, and it's been mentioned, Larry brought it out. It's been mentioned two or three times today. But the first thing that hit my mind after the service Thursday was pride. I had to take Bill to the altar and say, let's give God praise. Let's give God praise. If anything good, let's give God praise. I've never saved nobody. Ain't never led many. Amen. Never done no good pastoring. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. God in heaven, thank you for what you've done for us. And in the place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Let's get this seventh verse. This is a message God laid on my heart. The seventh verse. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Timothy said plainly, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared as with a hot iron. That's First Timothy 4 and 2. Having their conscience seared as with a hot iron. And a hot iron scorches. And it hardens. And it burns. And it says their conscience is seared as with a hot iron. And they hear the word, but they pass it off as to go to somebody else. We don't take it by faith. And it's their fault this is happening. It's their fault that this is happening. Terry, I thought several times about quitting there when people throw it in my face about Scotty. And said, you're out trying to preach to others. Look at your son. He's in prison. He's shot. He's here and he's there. I'm going to tell you, there's going to be them pharisaical hypocrites out there. And everybody don't say it. There's a whole lot of people thinks it. But I'm going to tell you, at the age of accountability, they do what they want to do. I know where I've been 54 years. I don't have to go back and question. I know where I've been with God for the last 54 years. And he said, harden not your hearts. I've never seen a time when people's hearts are hardened. We don't love each other. If we do, we love two or three people in our little group. Amen. We can't fellowship with everybody else. Might do some of you young people good to get out here and fellowship with some of us old white-headed folks. Amen. Yeah. It's awful easy to testify back there in a little shut-down room. But bless God, it ain't going to be long. You're going to have to hit the street. You might have to come out here and stand before this crowd. Hello. Amen. We need to see what's reality. Need to see what's reality. Oh, it scared me to death back in 68 and 69. And God had given me a testimony, give me scripture to read. And they put me in a Sunday school superintendent up in Virginia. And it scared me to death. I think, glory to God, the Bible said for as little known as little required. I know that much. And I begin to think if I learn a little bit more, it's going to be more required of me. Amen? How many of you ever thought that? Amen. If I give my testimony, then I can't act up on the job.
Right.
How about it, children? If I give my testimony in school and say I'm saved, then I can't act up in school.
Yeah.
I can't take a part of that. You know why we don't testify? We don't want to push in.
Amen,
we're afraid we'll make an enemy.
Yeah.
I put a sign when I drove a truck one time for the state a long time ago in the 70s. I put a sign, if you're too busy to pray, you're too busy. They told me to take it off. As a state truck, I couldn't leave that on there. I said, I ain't taking it off. You take it off. If you're too busy to pray, you're too busy. That didn't hurt that old yellow truck. Got the same fuel mileage, all the same graph. Amen. I got a brake along the line. Everywhere I wanted to go, I got a brake. I'd stop and pray. Amen. That's God's words.
Amen.
I could go out there and pray. I was out on vacation a week. Amen. I come back and they tore my sign off. Nosey, you know how I am. I found out who tore my sign off. And I went out. I said, you got my sign, but you can't stop me from praying. I'm just going to keep praying. Amen. He's dead now, too. Hello?
Bless him, Lord.
You don't fool with God's work. You don't play your little games. I see some little games in churches everywhere. You don't play little games. This ain't a game. We've hardened our heart. It ain't going to suit us. I don't care whether it's going to suit you or not. It's God's will being done. It's God being glorified. We have hardened our hearts. You can't tell me that you ain't never went a day and not spoke to your wife. You had a hard heart. That's how simple it comes in. You've had more days than that when you didn't talk to God. And we wonder why our heart is hardened. We wonder why. Tried to talk to one there yesterday. You can't talk to nobody that doesn't know it all. Amen. I told them in Romania, that's that you learn after you know it all will really help you. It'll do you good. We've got too big for our britches. We need to come back to the old paths. Amen. And take this thing by faith, not by knowledge. Take it by faith and walk for God. And he said, 7th verse, and again he limited a certain day, saying to David, in David, today after so long a time, and it said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Let's turn over to Psalms 95. Let's just read all of it. 8-11 verses. Psalms 95. He said, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." Some will tell you there ain't no salvation in Psalms, but he said, "To the rock of our salvation." Matthew said, "Thou art Peter, but on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Do you believe that today? We for days and months went through saying, "Satan made me do this." And they had big signs everywhere. "Satan made me do this." Satan didn't make you do nothing. When you're drawn away of your own lust, glory to God, and enticed, that's when you do it. That's when you do it. It's out there. "Oh, come and let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms." That's songs. We need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We don't make a joyful noise so many times. We come complaining and muttering and grumbling while everything has fell apart and somebody sitting right behind us in the booth is listening. If that's church, I don't want to be church like that bunch of people are. Amen. Because we don't make a joyful noise. We need to be happy. Praise His holy name. "For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." There again, as Butch talked, there's the big G and the little G. "Above all gods." Let me give you this right while it's on my mind. We don't understand today, but we read about Baal all through the Old Testament. Baal. Baalism. We don't understand really today what that is. But it's nothing but pornography. It's nothing but orgies and sex groups. I talked to a cocaine addict, meth addict, 2 or 3 weeks ago that had sold and kept cocaine on hand. And he said, "Young girls will come and want cocaine." This is what an addict told me. He said, "They'll come and do, and then they want sex immediately after." I'm going to tell you, it's Baal worship. But don't mention this in church.
Bless him, Lord.
Don't mention this in church. A little fellow standing on the street, when he catches you down, if he wants to give you something to lift you up, it's to satisfy himself. Honey, Satan's tricky. I'm going to preach it every week, I guess, for a while. John 10:10, "The thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and to destroy." Jesus said, "I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Amen. Think where we're at today. Think where we're at. Pornography in every store, every place you go in. Every place you go in, there's books and everything on TV. Advertisements and everything is a little more naked, a little more. We ain't getting this. We ain't mixing this with faith. We ain't getting the Word today. It ain't going to be my fault, but we ain't getting the Word today. And he said, "For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture." We are the people of the pasture of God. "And the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice," "harden not your heart." And he brought it all the way down to Hebrews and said what David said in the book of Psalms. "Harden not your heart as in provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, provoked me, and saw my works. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they would not enter unto my rest." Neighbor, and I know we all get tired of hearing about Israel and about them coming out of Egypt and the Red Sea, crossing the Red Sea. And he said, "They've not known my ways." They seen the Red Sea part, and they came across, and they saw the Red Sea close up, and they saw all the chariots and all the Pharaoh's men by the same water drowned. They saw all of this. But you know what they were doing? They were not taking it by faith. They were thinking, we just got out of bondage, and they wasn't taking it by faith. And he said they didn't know his ways. They had seen all of this. We have seen the marvelous work of God. But can I tell you, till you finish this race, we don't know his ways. Until we have trouble and see God bring us out of it. 13 months from the time Scotty got shot till they sewed him back up. 13 months, torment, agony, and pain. I got one of the best nurse wives in the country that changed bag after bag. Only it put us closer to God. It made us understand when the doctors and everybody says it can't happen, God said it can happen. Can I tell you something? There's hope for yours today. There's still hope for yours. Maybe they joined the church and backslid on God. Maybe they're not where they need to be, honey. They still hope for them today. Everybody said, Lord, Lord, I ain't going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Honey, there's a lot of false professions made out there today. There's people, and I've known them in my community in Logap as a boy growing up, that was Christians when they was around Christians, and they're full of the devil when they're around the devil's crowd. Honey, we don't need to fit in with the devil's crowd. We need to be Christians, glory to God. He said they hardened their heart. They forgot. They wasn't thankful they come over the Red Sea. Just exactly like America today. They wasn't thankful the pillar of a cloud led them by day and a pillar of fire by night. Just exactly like us today. We're not thankful that we come out of bondage. Bondage of sin. Larry Johnson and God saved our soul. You know, if you'd have listened to that voice one more time and boomed, you'd have been in hell today. He told us that. Think about it. We forgot. Come on, church. We forgot about being delivered from bondage, and we're muttering because we ain't eating steak and sitting in the comfort zone. Amen. We've quit loving everybody because they don't speak to us or talk to us like they ought to talk to us. We've let church go because it didn't suit us.
Right. Amen.
If it don't suit us, we'll try to change it. You don't change God's Word. That's why we got so many books called Bibles today. They change the Word of God. I talked to one at the funeral, and she came up to me, and she said, I guess I'll be leaving my church because they're not preaching out of the King James Version of God's Bible. Maybe we help one. Maybe somewhere we help one. It's by faith. Somebody's listening. Your little kids are listening. I've been a little boy sitting in church. Went to more prayer meetings than I did church. But I remember some stuff that went on. I remember the power of God as a little boy. I remember seeing the countenance, glory to God, of old man Ivan Payne change and his face turned white as my hair as he stood to teach the Word of God. When the power of God would move upon him. I'm going to tell you something. He didn't order that from Sears and Roebuck. He didn't get it over the internet. It come down from God up in the pines praying that God would give him an understanding and knowledge. And he said, the gift of understanding and knowledge come down. Glory to God. Brenda, you know what I'm talking about. We've seen it happen. Amen. And then we turn and still go back and fool around with the things of this old world. Can I tell you something? We are pitiful people. 11th verse said, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter until my rest. I swear in my wrath. He is a God of wrath. He is a God of judgment. Let me read on. We got down to the 7th verse in 4th chapter of Hebrew. For if Jesus had given them rest, he would not have afterward have spoken of another day. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. It's still remaining. My rest ain't come yet. Why? I've worked 5 days and I'm give out. I got to rest today. We better start resting on Monday and give God Sunday. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. It ain't changed since Exodus. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy mind. And the neighbor as thyself. It ain't changed, glory to God. It's still the same. For he that entereth And to his rest is also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. 11th verse. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. Boy, it'd knock a bunch of Baptists in the head, won't it? Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. What I'm telling us today, what the Word of God said, honey, if we don't work, if we don't pray, if we don't testify, if we don't keep by faith, keep it stirred up in our soul, keep it stirred in our soul, we can fall. We can fall. How many? And it breaks my heart. Sometimes I sit down and I get to thinking about 10 or 20 of my brothers and sisters. I get to thinking where they're at now and what they have had and how God had blessed them. How they walked away from God and things begin to fall apart. Oh, my Lord and my God, honey, you can fall. I can fall. I can fall. If I didn't fear God and if I didn't think that I could fall, I wouldn't do what I do. This, to you all, this message just comes. It just, you preacher Bill, you pastor, and it just falls in. I'm going to tell you it don't. It don't. It's for somebody. I'm going to take it by faith. That our hearts have hardened. I don't see how in the world Bush could hit me on the head and I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't like it. But I don't see how in the God's world brother can turn against brother if he's right with God. I'm going to tell us the truth. Todd could come up here and step on my ingrowing toenail and note it was bleeding and step on it twice. I wouldn't like it. But could I go off and hate him?
Bless him, Lord.
Could I turn him away and say, that ain't my son. That ain't my brother. Think where we're at today. Sometimes we have to depart. I know that. We have to part and go in different directions. But I'm going to tell you, when Jamie is in need, I need to be there. It don't matter if he stood and he's not. But if he stood and cussed me face to face, if he's in need, I need to be there. Our brother and sister needs prayer for their young ones. I don't need to go look and say, well, I knew this was going to happen. It ain't going to do no good. No way, that ain't by faith. If I'm going to stand, I got to go by faith and believe your all's young ones going to get saved as well as mine. I've got to love your young ones as I love mine. I've got to love God above everything else. Above wife, children, family. But that don't mean that I don't love them too. Church, I love you. We have hardened our heart. And this ain't just for Mount Vernon Church. Let me read it to you. And as far as I know, they've got it back on the air going to California again. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Let me see if I can find this. Yeah, 15th verse. I knew I'd read it. 15th verse. Let's jump to there and I will quit. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. From our heart, what we need. Like as we are yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of trouble. In time of trouble. Neighbor, we got a God out there that wants to heal our home. that wants to heal our sicknesses, wants to heal our fears of the world and of other people. I see so many afraid they're lose a friend if they don't join right in with them. I see so many political Christians, pharisaical Christians, to make their self look good, to look at me. Neighbor, I want you to know I'm least among you today. I've come up through the ranks with no education. I'm least among you today. I know, not education, I know who bought me from the front row, back row to the pulpit. I know who bought me off the commode to the pulpit. I know that my Redeemer lives. Today is the day of salvation. Right now is accepted time. If we ain't saved, come and try Jesus. We won't aggravate you. You don't have to tell us your life history. God done knows it. Just come talk to God and let God change your life. If you will stand, if you will, brother, give a song.